We're talking with Tyler Norvell with the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Tyler, show's getting ready to start. Tremendous show. Again, of course, planned for 2021 after the disappointments of last year, but challenges with the hog industry and PEDV. I know you've had to really walk a tight rope to make this thing happen.
Yeah. I shouldn't chuckle, but it's just what's next. You know, in 2019 we had PED. 2020 we had COVID. In 2021 we got COVID and PED. So if it was normal, our staff wouldn't know what to do. You know, first of all, my hat's off to my staff and their ability to adjust and make things happen in the Department of Ag to work with us. But yes, Ron, you're right. We've had to make some adjustments. Of course, we'll have the mask mandate from Oklahoma City, not from your Youth Expo staff or organization. The mandates we're having to do on the mask are from the city if we want to have this event. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people will abide by those and the kids will show them the mask similar to they did in Tulsa. In terms of PED, we were reached out to by the state and the state vet, Rod Hall, and Secretary of Ag, Blaine Arthur, who are huge advocates and do everything they can to help youth in this state, and said, hey, we've got to be proactive on this show with the PED. And they said point blank, if it breaks like it did in 2019, we'll have to shut you down. And so we started thinking of what are the ways that we can make sure we have a bear show and a guilt show and bring it all together and do it in a very safe manner for the hog industry as a whole and not spread PED. And what we decided to do was move the guilt show to after the bear show. The reason why the bear is we can make terminal and make sure none of them go home, so that'll help mitigate the spread. And so the bear show's terminal. We did offer to give any kid their entry money back who decided not to come because of the terminal rule, and we had several ask for that. And then we moved the guilt show to the week after. That way those kids can take those guilts home, because you make the guilt show terminal, there's no point in even having it because those are breeding animals for those kids. And we're going to move the guilt show across the road. We will not show the guilts where we show the bears. They'll be in the super barn where the goats and sheep are during the normal show week. And then we'll have the guilt show in the state fair arena itself. And we're going to sanitize it. We're going to sanitize the panels the best that we can. And moving it across the road actually makes it a new facility in their mind. Right. So, you know, we looked at, just being candid, we looked at moving it to Chickasha or Duncan to another facility, and the schedules just didn't work out there to go to another facility. So the Department of Ag agreed that moving it across the road was a good move.
And that's massive in itself.
Yes, yeah, it's going to cost us anywhere from an extra $30,000 to $40,000 to do this deal, but it's important that we have these events for young people, and you know, we'll figure out a way to make it work, but it's what we got to do in this day and age, and the extra cost is minimal to compared to what we're doing for these young people. And there's been some frustration expressed by some folks that we've had to make changes, and trust me, I'm just as frustrated too, but it's out of our control, and we've got to respond the best we can to make sure that we have our event.
Of course, this is a very significant disease for the hog industry. I know obviously, some similarities to FMD, and yeah. there's a lot of worry within the industry itself.
Yeah, it's a reportable disease, as we know, and the commercial guys, it destroys them, and it, you know, it's, as I tell people, in terms of who it affects age wise, it's kind of opposite of coronavirus, where coronavirus is hard on the older folks and fine on young. Well, in PED, babies can't survive it. They die immediately. The mortality rate is super high. But if an older pig gets it, which will be at our show, they usually have some vomiting, some diarrhea, and they're over it in 24, 48 hours. But the issue with it is it spreads, and it's a contact virus. If you come in contact, you know, it can't spread in the air, but if the feces get messed with or nose-to-nose with pigs, it spreads. And like in 2019, you could just watch it spread like wildfire around there. So we learned our lesson there, and we're being very proactive in what we can do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
You're obviously wanting your exhibitors, both the barrows, but then the gilts as well, really to be so very aware of biosecurity this go-around.
Absolutely. First of all, you have to have a certificate of veterinarian inspection, a CVI, within 72 hours of coming to our show. And then the state vet and his team are going to inspect you once you get there. And if they see signs of PED, you're not coming on the grounds. You're going home. And if we see signs of PED while you're there, we're taking your pigs and quarantining them to a different location, and they will not be allowed to show. So it's going to be really strict. You know, I think a lot of folks say, well, they probably won't be that strict. it's going to be extremely strict when you get here, because that's what we have to do from USDA, from our Department of Ag. But folks need to, if they've been to their county shows and their district shows, they need to go sanitize their show equipment. You know, when they go home, they need to sanitize their clothes before they go back around their sows. And, you know, a lot of exhibitors don't have a sow herd, so they'll be okay. And usually over the summer, the heat destroys it. But still, we need to sanitize it just to be extra safe.
Right. Beyond the hog barn and the hog show, the two-part hog show now, I know the entries are tremendous. You've got a lot of folks really looking forward to the show.
Yeah, the entries are up 8%. The buzz is great. The fundraising's been tremendous, far better than I anticipated it would have been a year ago. It's going to be a really, really strong year across the board. You know, I think people are excited to get out and see each other. You know, we're going to have to wear masks when we're up around the show ring and close to each other, as put in place by the city of Oklahoma City. But people are really excited, and we're excited to welcome them and see them, because people haven't seen each other as much as usual.